UN officials say Muammar Gaddafi has promised them that aid convoys will have access to the besieged city of Misrata. Human Rights Watch accuses the Libyan government of using cluster bombs against rebels there. The Libyan government denies that. Human Rights Watch also got word out about freelance reporter Claire Gillis, who was kidnapped on April 5th along with journalist James Foley of Global Post and Manuel Varela, a Spanish photographer. They were covering the intense fighting outside the key oil town of Brega. Witnesses say forces loyal to Gaddafi stopped their car, seized the journalist, blew the car up, but very little has been heard of them since. Claire Gillis's father, Robert Gillis, joins us from New Haven, Connecticut. Mr. Gillis, as you know, four New York Times journalists were captured last month. They were held for 6 days, then released. This has gone on for 2 weeks. How'd you hear?
Well, actually, the initial information that we received was by way of an email that was sent to my wife from Peter Bookart of Human Rights Watch, and Mr. Bookart somehow got access to Claire's Facebook information and was looking at contacts that had the last name Gillis, and I guess he saw photographs and figured that based on the age of the people involved that my wife was the most likely to be a mother. So he sent her an email at work early on the morning on Thursday the 7th, which said that, you know, we have reports that Claire Gillis has gone missing, and if you are a family member, please contact me at your earliest convenience. My wife was frantic when she got this, and sent an email myself to Mr. Bookart. He called us back in 5 minutes from Geneva to explain that, as far as they knew, these journalists were on their way to some detention center. So that was reassuring, but things have gone very slowly in a very sketchy way now. And we're going on 2 weeks as of tomorrow.
Well, and, you know, that's the point. And this is also part of her story. She was working for several publications, including The Atlantic. She's written for USA Today, which has written a beautiful article about her recently. So you don't have just one newspaper like The New York Times to work with. But a source for Global Post, James Foley, as we mentioned, was with Global Post, says the journalists were spotted inside a detention facility in Tripoli. The Atlantic tells us that the State Department is working with the Turkish government to get their release. So what more are you hearing?
That is about the extent of what we know.
Yeah.
It's upsetting, but we, of course, remain hopeful. We're very proud of the work that our daughter has been doing. She is a trained historian and is looking at everything from a very critical, informed, thorough, comprehensive viewpoint.
Well, she, frankly, she sounds remarkable. She studied, she got her doctorate in history from Harvard in 2010, studied Germanic languages in Iceland as a Fulbright scholar.
That's correct.
For 3 years. Also was pursuing her doctorate in early medieval history. She's been to the region before. But on the, you know, I'm wondering also if you are mindful of the experience of New York Times photographer Lindsay Addario, who said she was groped by the men that held her and the New York Times journalist. They told her, you're going to die tonight. That was, you know, it was a terrible experience.
That is one of our primary concerns beyond the mere fact that we don't know anything. We have absolutely no idea as to the extent to which these folks are being held without having the reassurance of knowing the people are out there working in their behalf. They could very well be told that everybody has turned against them and that they are forgotten people, and they might just as well resign themselves to that. And I have no idea of what sort of facility she's in and what the purpose of confinement is other than to keep them there. And of course, we also have no idea of whether the government is even actively interested in doing anything. Their government is actively interested in releasing them,
given they have so many other things on their mind.
Yes.
Well, our best to you. I'm sure you're also thinking of James Foley and Manuel Varela taken captive with your daughter. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
And we will not let this go off the radar. Robert Gillis, speaking to us from New Haven, Connecticut, his daughter Claire and two other journalists held captive in Libya for 2 weeks now. Robert, Mr. Gillis, thank you.
Thank you.